It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Michael Maston. He is the Director of Public Works for Helper City. We got a lot going on in Helper, and we're going to try and talk about as much of it as we possibly can with Michael today. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's just jump right in here and not, you know, because as I said, we've got quite a bit to cover. $3.4 million. How are we going to spend that there in Helper working on stuff?
So Helper City has looked at doing couple different projects within that 3.4, and 3.4 doesn't go quite as far as you would think it would, but we're looking at doing a SCADA system, and basically what that does is that kind of helps free up public works, gets us to keep an eye on the tanks remotely, and just figure out our flows and kind of have our eyes where we aren't physically. So
I would assume that as of right now, everybody's pretty happy with where the water situation is.
Yes, everybody is happy with where the water situation is. We're looking at tank maintenance and transmission line replacement and just trying to spend the 3.4 wisely.
Absolutely. And another thing you're looking at doing, and tell me if I'm pronouncing this correctly, a TANAWA system?
Yeah, TANAWIS. So basically that will also help free us up to fit the needs of Helper citizens and everything else. A little bit more, we'll be able to just have the ladies in the office right there at City Hall just read both electric and water meters remotely, and that will free us up a lot more.
That'll free up a lot of time for that. Another thing that you guys are looking at coming out with, and you said it may not make the next city council meeting, but maybe the first one in July, is Helper's putting together some construction standards.
Correct, yes. So we are going to be presenting those construction standards to the council. And basically what it is we've lined out what we would like to see from new development that's happening in Helper. If someone wants to build a home or do a subdivision of some kind, they have all these construction standards. So keep an eye out for that.
And they'll have everything in front of them, and they'll know that this is kind of what Helper City's looking for when it comes to kind of things like that.
Correct.
Okay. And are these standards in the way of like the way the homes look or the way they're constructed?
The way they're, what we would like to see as far as sidewalks, if you're going to do a cul-de-sac, what that's going to entail. If you're putting a fire hydrant in, what kind of fire hydrant we're looking for, different things like that. They can build how they want, but as far as sidewalk and the way the roads are, that's...
Okay. All right. And then you, of course, you know, it's summertime, so why not? It's paving time as well.
Pretty much, yes. So look for, at the end of June, we'll be having a bunch of asphalt work done on different potholes that have happened over the wintertime. Trying to get those taken care of as well. So,
and you said the places you're looking at, D Street
is one. If you've went up D Street, you'll see a big, huge, there's a dip in it. It's pretty bad, so we're definitely going to be focusing on that one.
That one, and then 3rd and 4th Avenue possibly.
3rd
as well.
And 4th Ave. And there's we're looking at Janet Street underpass. Looking at that, trying to get that to where it's not as bumpy as you're going underneath there.
So possibly a lot of things coming in that direction as well. Now, something that doesn't necessarily have to do with Helper City, but it's in Helper City, and that's the DNR doing some work up at Gelati Pond.
Correct. So we have a special needs fishing day on this 22nd of this month, and... The DNR has been so gracious to come up and clear all the cattails that are along the bank of it, and they're cutting them down and getting them all nice and really putting some effort into that pond that everybody loves.
And we'll be talking more about that the closer that it gets. Yeah, that's always a fun day, is that special needs day up there at Gelati Pond, and you said that's coming up on the 22nd?
Yes.
So be looking out for that one as well. As we're finally kind of... We're past Memorial Day now. Let's talk about the cemetery for just a moment.
Yeah, big, huge shout out to all the Public Works guys making that cemetery look great. We had a successful Memorial Day. We are doing cleanup, but people can bring their decorations back on the 19th of this month as well. So we just need to get them cleaned up right now, get the decorations off, get our lawns and everything looking back and just nice and beautification. And then you guys can bring the decorations back up on the 19th.
And then bring them back up there. And then let's wrap up with, you're looking for people to be on the Water Conservation Board.
Yes, correct. So even though we had a great year as far as winter goes, we are still looking at pushing water conservation, trying to not waste water. And we have three applicants on the water conservation, but we can always use more. So if you're interested in being a part of helper and decision making, please fill out an application for your water conservation board.
All right. So if you have any questions, you can always give Helper City a call up there. And Michael, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate the time today.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.